It's a schuss to participate in this evening's remembrance. I hope it's not presumptuous on my part to say that I'm proud to count both Ru and Dr. Berman as friends, dear and esteemed friends. Let's perhaps begin with the pasuk in Vayera and the Meshech Chochma that Rav Sobolovsky mentioned. Ki Yedaitiv, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu. I extend to him a special measure of Hashkacha Pratis, individual divine providence. Leman, because in order that Asher Yetzaveh is born of his Beis HaAchav, V'shomu Darach Hashem L'asos Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Because Avraham Avinu is constantly, Rashi says that sometimes what we refer to as the future tense in Lashon HaKodesh, Osid, is used as a Hoveh Tomid, is used as something which is constant, something which is perennial. So to reflect the fact that the person is always doing it, you say it in the future, right? Because it's going to happen the same way it's happening today. It's going to happen tomorrow and the day after, because it represents an abiding commitment. The man Asher Yetzaveh, because Avraham Avinu has this abiding commitment, Asher Yetzaveh is born of his Beis HaAchav, to teach, to train, to instruct, to inculcate within his children, within his household, v'shamu darach Hashem. Avraham Avinu had many zechuyos. Avraham Avinu, Zar Avraham Oavi, Avraham Avinu was the quintessential Oav Hashem. Avraham Avinu was shakua, but what custom? He was wallowing in a universal culture of Avodah Zarah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forgotten, and he's the one who rediscovered the Ribono Shel Olam and reintroduced him to the world. Avraham Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Elokei Hashamayim, Avraham Avinu makes him Elokei Haaretz. Of all Avraham Avinu's zechuyos, the only one that Kodesh Baruch Hu mentions, of all of his zechuyos, the only one Kodesh Baruch Hu mentions as to why Avraham Avinu has been singled out, why I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why I love him, and why I extend this special Hashgacha Pratis, is the man Asher Yetzaveh, because he engages in chinuch. You know, especially when parents are young and have a young growing family, that there are many demands on their time. Many demands on their time. Parnosa is not easy, is very time consuming. There's so much to juggle, so much to balance. And it can be hard to find time to spend with the children, to learn and spend time outside of learning as well. It can be legitimately difficult to find that time. But we need to never lose sight of the fact that in many ways, this is the ultimate mitzvah. This is the ultimate mitzvah. The ultimate mitzvah is the mitzvah of chinuch, is chinuch habanim v'habanot. Subsequently, chinuch, I mean that in an inclusive sense of banim and banos. I'm reminded, I once read a transcript of a talk that my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, gave to a group of parents. And he was looking to encourage them and give them chizuk in their commitment to providing chinuch for their children, to send their children to day school. And he said, you know, in America, the reality is such that we carry a burden that earlier generations didn't know, of having to provide our children with a double education. Both limudei kodesh and limudei chol. And then he said a beautiful sentence, which became etched in my mind. And he said, and one can visualize him saying it, that I don't know if it's possible, but I know that we must do it. There's such a midah. A person has to know when that midah is relevant. It's not always relevant. It's not always applicable to say, I don't know if it's possible, but we must do it. But there are times, there are things which are so sacred and so indispensable that one's attitude has to be, I don't know if it's possible, but we must do it. And parents finding the time to have the time to do everything that's entailed in chinuch. And again, it's broader than learning, but although it obviously is learning very much as well, no matter how busy and no matter how many real demands there are, ki yadaitav lamana sheyatzava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special relationship with Avraham Avinu is rooted in the fact that Avraham Avinu was mechanech. Given that Avraham Avinu is the paradigm and paragon of chinuch, so does the Torah afford us any glimpse of how he was mechanech? Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorses Avraham Avinu as a mechanech. So if we can find hints as to how Avraham Avinu was mechanech, what Avraham Avinu's approach to chinuch was, so that would be an incredible Maaser Rav. So let's see if we can piece together a little bit some of the elements of Avraham Avinu's approach to chinuch. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the tzivoy on the Akedah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, kachna es bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta. And as Rashi quotes for us from Chazal, reconstructing the back and forth between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says asher ahavta, so Avraham Avinu says, but I still don't know to whom you're referring. I love both my children. Avraham Avinu was mechanech mitoch ahava. In order to impart chinuch, chinuch has to happen in a context of ahava. In order for the parents to be mechanech, the children, first and foremost, the children have to sense love. They have to sense a context, a framework, a home of love. And it's Avraham Avinu was successful in the Mana Sheyetzava because it was as bincha as yichidcha asher ahavta. But let's, you know, it's interesting to juxtapose to this. Reb Meir Berlin, the Ben Zekunim of the Netziv, the Netziv's first wife died, and subsequently he remarried, and then he had Reb Meir Berlin was from the Zivuk Sheni, so I think there was something like a 50-year age difference between Reb Meir Berlin and his older brother Reb Chaim Berlin, who was the Rav in Moscow and then later in Yerushalayim. So Reb Meir Berlin writes in his Zichronos, and I think my grandfather actually quotes it from him, he heard it from him, Baal Peh, that he asked three Gedolei Yisrael, relatives of his, what the primary responsibility of a Rav is. So he asked the Orach HaShulchan, and the Orach HaShulchan said to Paskin Shams. He asked Reb Fol Shapiro, who, if one didn't know it otherwise, one discovers from his response, was both brutally honest, and clearly had a sense of humor as well. And so Father Shapiro said, nothing, he doesn't do anything. And then he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim answered to do chesed. That's the primary responsibility of the Rav. There is a parallelism here, that there is a symmetry between Avraham Avinu and that comment of Reb Chaim. that the primary responsibility of the Rav is to do chesed. What's the pshat in both? Why is it that ahava is a sine qua non, that the child feeling nurtured, feeling loved, is a sine qua non for the parents to be able to be mechanech? So it certainly does mean on one level that we're always more open and more receptive to a suggestion, to an instruction from someone we know, the more confidence we have that this person has our best interest at heart. So the more open we are to being influenced, to accepting what that person has to say. And that's certainly true, that ahava opens channels for influence, for chinuch. But it runs much deeper than that, Rabbi say. Chazal say that Torah is tchilaso chesed v'sofo chesed. In the beginning of Torah, the Torah records that Vayas Hashem Elokim la'odom v'lchava kosnos or v'yalbishem. Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed v'odom v'lchava, provides them with a wardrobe. At the end of Chamish Chumshei Torah, v'yikbar also, according to this understanding in Chazal, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So Torah is Tchilasa Chesed V'Sofa Chesed. The very act of Briyas HaOlam, my grandfather used to explain what the Pasuk means, Olam Chesed Yibana. What does that mean? So what it means is that we can't understand, and it's not, this is not my personal limitation or anyone in the who's joining on the Zoom's personal limitation. This is, and it's not only a human limitation, it's an angelic limitation. It can't be understood why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It can't be understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world l'man ritzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed that there should be a world. But what we can say descriptively, not in a causal sense, not assigning, not attributing cause or reason, but what we can say descriptively is this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally self-sufficient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lack for anything. When you have a being who's again totally self-sufficient, not lacking, and he, capital H, is Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, he gives existence to others, so we know again descriptively that that's an altruistic act, right? When I do something and there's nothing in it for me, so even without attributing cause, one can just descriptively classify that as an act of altruism, as an act of kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anyone. HaKol Tzrichim Lo, V'hu Eino Tzorech Lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. And Afal Pichein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into existence. He willed the world into existence. Olam Chesed Yibana. So the very world, the existence of the world, is an expression of Chesed. My grandfather always also used to say, Margula Bufume, that if someone were to ask me what the Jewish moral code is, so I would answer him in two words, imitatio Dei. I don't know, sometimes you forgot that not everyone spoke Latin and slipped into Latin. I would answer with V'alachta B'drachav, the mitzvah of emulating those attributes which describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. So what are the Yud Gimel Midas that primarily, with the exception of Anakya Lo Yanakya, the Midas Arachamim, Mahu Nikra Arachu, Mafatoha Yerachim, Mahu Nikra Chan, Afatoha Yerachanim. So Kum Torah is Tchilasa Chesed V'Sofa Chesed. The entire Briya is Olam Chesed Yibana. So when a parent is trying to teach Torah to a child, when a Rav is trying to bring Torah to his community, so Torah is a one gigantic Chefetz Shel Chesed. The very existence of the world is olam chesed yibana. Ma'hum nikra racham afatah yeracham, ma'hum nikra chanon afatah yechanon. So when one is trying to share, transmit, disseminate that which is chesed, of course the modus, the modality for that transmission has to be ahava. Of course the context has to be ahava. Chinuch can only be imparted in the context of parental love, and it has to be love that not just that the parent knows that he or she harbors that love inwardly, but it has to be successfully projected, that the child feels that love. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave parents, endowed parents, with a tremendous capacity for love. Our job is, we don't have to create that capacity. We have to realize that potential. But the potential is inbred. The potential for a deep, profound love is something which is congenital. We're born with that capacity. Ad kedei kach, that the Chovetz Chaim Vavilz has this remarkable, remarkable idea. I think it's in Shar HaBechina, where he talks about how one is supposed to look at the world and see glimpses of Chochmas Hashem, etc., in the world. And one of the things the Chovetz Chaim Vavilz says is that when one sees parental love, one is really seeing a reflection of divine love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide for the baby. How does he provide for the baby? By instilling this parental instinct, this paternal instinct to have achmanas on the baby, to take care of the baby, to provide for every need of the baby. So the parents are acting, again, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissaries in bestowing and showering that love upon the children. But Be'emes, I don't recall now whether the Chovetz Chaim Vavilz quotes this Gemara, but clearly the source of what he's saying is in Chazal. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Rav Yosef, ki hava shoma kal kare de'ime, when Rav Yosef would hear, he could recognize the footsteps of his mother approaching. I think the Gemara says that Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohor, so maybe that's why, maybe because his hearing was more acute, because he was blind, but either way, ki hava shoma kal kari de'ime, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother approaching, so he would say, Eikum, let me get up, mikame shchina da asya. Let me get up, because the shchina is approaching. The love, which is the indispensable context for chinuch, expresses itself in attention to all needs of the children, physical needs, emotional needs, and of course, spiritual needs as well. And because the ahava is an integral part of the chinuch, providing for all those needs is part of the mitzvah of chinuch. When you go outside and you play ball with the kids, when you go outside and you push them on the sled in the snow, so that's part of mitzvah chinuch. That the child feeling the love, being showered with love from the parents, is an indispensable element of mitzvah chinuch. The Torah doesn't really give us any descriptions of Avraham Avinu in his capacity as a grandfather. He lived for 15 years after the birth of Yaakov and Esav. He was a grandfather, but the Torah doesn't really provide us with any snapshots of Avraham Avinu as a grandfather. The first snapshot we're given, again, it's a snapshot that once upon a time, pictures needed to be developed. So it's a snapshot that needs to be developed and was developed by the Torah Shebaal Peh, is that Yaakov Avinu with Ephraim. So Yaakov Avinu used to learn with Ephraim. And we know the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Kiddushin that a person has an obligation not only the Lamed as Beno Torah, but he also has an obligation the Lamed as Ben Beno Torah. Now, on the one hand, the halacha clearly is that the obligation is greater vis-a-vis one's son, vis-a-vis Beno, than vis-a-vis Ben Beno. But in another sense, there's a dimension of chinuch which is more pronounced in that grandfather, in that grandparent-grandchild relationship than in the parent-child relationship. And that is, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that kol ha-melamed es ben b'no Torah ma'ala olav ha-kosuv ki'ilu kiblo ha-mehar Sinai. V'hodaitam livonecha v'livnei vonecha yom asher matav v'hashem elkecha b'chorev. So Chazal don't elicit such a message, such a characterization about melamed is b'no Torah. It's dafka melamed is ben b'no Torah. When one skips the generation, when it's the grandfather learning with a grandson, when it's a grandparent grandchild relationship, then it's kilu kibbe mehar Sinai. What's that special dimension which emerges in the grandparent-grandchild relationship? So my grandfather, Zuchana Vacha, explained that the mitzvah of chinuch is not only to provide training, not only to provide the knowledge base, which is indispensable, so that when the Koton or Ktana become Gedolim, they'll be able to fulfill their obligations, but it's to connect the child to our Masorah. To connect the child to our Masorah, which dates back to Har Sinai. In that respect, the grandparent can do something that the parent can't do. If I learn Torah with my children, so I'm connecting them to one generation above them. But when the grandparents are involved in the chinuch of their grandchildren, so then they're bringing the grandchildren one generation closer to Har Sinai than the parents can. And thus, it's hamalamid is ben beno Torah, is ma'alo v'kosu kibla me Har Sinai. The emes is that this idea that chinuch is not just imparting information, it's not just training, but really chinuch means connecting the child to that organic, vital masorah. The emes, the pasuk again by Avraham Avinu also indicates that. L'man ashi yitzave es bono ves beiso. The Shamu Darach Hashem. No, I skipped a word. L'man ashi yitzav ez bono ez beso acharav. What do you need the word acharav for? No, l'man ashi yitzav ez bono ez beso v'shamu darach Hashem. No, l'man ashi yitzav ez bono ez beso acharav. Avraham Avinu is looking to transmit to posterity, because it's not just the goal of chinuch, or even the essence, not just the goal, it's the essence of chinuch. Again, it isn't simply the training, it isn't simply the information, it's that connection to Masorah. Avraham Avinu was at the beginning, so he was looking forward. For Avraham Avinu, it meant looking forward, acharav, to posterity. Avraham Avinu was laying the foundation that the Masorah should continue to reverberate and be transmitted to posterity. So we do both. We look back and we look forward at our point in history. Another important yisod, there is another snapshot we have of Avraham Avinu involved in chinuch. When the three malachim visit Avraham Avinu in the guise of people, so Avraham Avinu therefore sees the, an opportunity for the mitzvah of Hachnasas Ochel. So Vayimar Avram Ola al Sori Ishto. Avram Avinu's running. He's an old sick man, right? This is Yom Shlishi Lemilaso, when the pain is greatest in the post surgical recovery. Avram Avinu is 100 years, not young. He's 100 years old. Vayimar Avram Ola al Sori Ima. Right? He's running. He's running as fast as he can. And he urges her, Mari Shlosim Kamasolas Lusha Vasyugos. Velaboka Rotsavam. Again, he runs to the cattle. Vayikach ben Boka Vachva to Vayiten Alanar. What Vayiten Alanar? So Rashi calls him Chazal, Ze Yishmal Chamcha B'mitzvos. So notice the placement, Rabbi Osai, of Vayiten Alanar. First, Avraham Avinu himself is demonstrating Hachnasas Ochel. Only after the Vayimaher, and only after Labokar Atzavam, after Avraham Avinu has himself demonstrated Hachnasas Ochel, now he can be Mechanech Yishmael, that he should be a Machnas Oreach also. Noa Doresh, Noa Mekayim, is something which is indispensable for any Darshan, with any message, but it's whatever its importance is in any other context, it's exponentially increased in the context of chinuch. If I want my children to live a certain way, it can't be do as I say. It has to be do as I do. If I want my children to be machnas ochem, so I have to be a machnas areach. I want my children to learn, I have to learn. I want my children to be makbid and tefillah b'tzibur, I have to be makbid and tefillah b'tzibur. I want my children to work on their midos, to work on their ben odom l'chavero, so then I have to work on my midos. I have to work on my ben odom l'chavero. The main chinuch is not through what a person says, it's not what the parents say to the children, but is the example they provide for the children. The Vayiten Alanar, I don't know, maybe Avraham Avinu didn't even say anything. Maybe at this point there was no need, even Yishmael Chat, right? Maybe at this point there was no need for Avraham Avinu to have to say anything because the chinuch was being accomplished through the personal example. Maybe what just there's so much to talk about, so much to say, but maybe just one final order. Again, this time jumping ahead to Yaakov Avinu. We find Rashi comments that in Birkas Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu rebukes Reuven. Reuven, b'chori ato kolchi v'reishis oni, yeser se'ez v'yeser oz. You should have had the b'chori, you should have had kahuna, you should have had malucha, none of it. Pachas kamayim al tosa, ki olisa mishkevei avicha, oz chilato yitzui ola. So Rashi says, why this time delay? I mean, this is a chet that happened a long time ago. And Aval Bichain, Yaakov Avinu wasn't Melchiach Reuven at that time. Rashi explains why. I didn't want you to go and go to Esav. Okay, so that's one pasuk elucidated by Chazal. But we have another pasuk also in the aftermath of the Maisa with Shechem. So Yaakov Avinu doesn't wait. He doesn't wait until Birkas Yaakov. I mean, he revisits it in Birkas Yaakov, but he doesn't wait till Birkas Yaakov and Parshas Vayechi. Right away, he confronts Shimon v'Levi, Achar Tamosi, Lahavisheni b'Yoshev Aretz. Right away, he protests very strongly against what Shimon and Levi did. So obviously, there's no contradiction. We don't need a kosev ashlishi. Sometimes you have shnei ksuvim, you need a kosev ashlishi. And sometimes you have shnei ksuvim, and the pshat is that there are times when you're supposed to invoke one kosev, and there are other times when you're supposed to invoke the other verse. Parents need to pick their issues. In order to retain and sustain that context of Ava that we spoke about, so parents have to be careful that they don't end up nagging their child at every turn. And sometimes there are lots of things that for the child's sake, parents would like to see improved. There can be a whole long list, but it can't be that at every turn, the parent is going to be commenting on everything. Again, obviously, that wasn't literally the reason for Yaakov Avinu to hold off in giving the Musa to Reuven, but we're extrapolating from there that the fact that the parent sees something which needs correction doesn't always translate into, I need to say something right now. And there can be different reasons for that. In with Yaakov and Reuven, there was one type of reason. More commonly, in real life situations, it's that it can't be, there's only so many episodes of tochacha that should happen in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year. And parents need to triage. What are the most important things at this stage of my child's development that my child needs to hear? And the other things, old chazon l'moed, there will be time later to come and try to offer guidance and directive on other issues. We should all be zoche at whatever stage the Manashi Yitzav is bonov, Kol Malamed is Bembino, we should all be zoche to this legacy of the Manashi Yitzav is bonov is Beis Rachav, and we should be zoche with ourselves b'chlal to the V'shamu Derech Hashem.